Thank you. Good morning to you all. The Central African government devotes special attention to women's rights, banning all forms of discrimination and violence against them. In the Labour Code foresees gender parity in order to promote gender equality in the workplace. A number of laws have further strengthened this arsenal by promoting gender equality, such as the law on reproductive health, the criminal code, the family code under revision, and the law on sexual harassment, which is going through the adoption process. With regard to employment, Article 10 of a law from the 29th of January 2019 establishing the Labour Code sets out that equal pay must be paid for work of equal value. This should provide equal opportunities for everybody in the workplace without any discrimination. This text is one of those which strives to foster women's participation in decision-making. A number of activities involving gender promotion are underway. The government has also strengthened administrative structures at local level with focal points on gender in each department. An observatory on gender is also being set up at the moment. The government has taken measures by amending the electoral code, notably Article 91, which introduces municipal election lists with a quota of over 30% for women. This is applicable to all elections and all partners and is subject to penalty if not respected. With regard to Family, Women and Child Protection Ministry, which has become the family of gender, family, women and children. This ministry is extending its work throughout the country, such as a day to promote gender equality and a national action plan, also lobbying with technical and financial partners in order to implement the national policy for promoting gender equality and equity and its national action plan. We've also strengthening our partnership with civil society organisations representing women's rights in order to promote national policies for fostering equity and equality and its national action plan. Despite the government's political will, the government faces a lack of funding which prevents almost all institutions from adequately discharging their mandates. In addition to this, they're understaffed. With regard to violence against women, which is criminalised in the Criminal Code, the Joint Rapid Response Unit for Combating and Preventing Violence Against Women and Children is tasked with investigating all allegations made by women in this area. We are taking a number of activities in order to curb this scourge. For example, we are implementing the national strategy to combat gender-based violence with five priority areas. One, prevention. Two, improving the legal framework. Three, holistic care. Four, enabling legal environment. And five, coordination of activities. Furthermore, the Criminal Code under reform will criminalise spousal rape, and there will be a new law on sexual harassment, which is currently being drafted. Under Project 2, the government has built a temporary shelter and a social and economic empowerment centre for women to temporarily host women and girls victims of gender-based violence. Nevertheless, we're not yet in a position to provide compensation to the victims of sexual violence, but a law to protect women and girls from harassment in schools, universities and the workplace is currently being drafted. With regard to female genital mutilation, the government is devoting special attention to this. The Joint Rapid Response Unit for Combating and Preventing Violence Against Women and Children is also tasked with undertaking investigations into allegations of female genital mutilation. Furthermore, the government has set up a national strategy to combat these harmful practices. In this spirit, we have set up prefectural and sub-prefectural units to combat these harmful practices throughout the country. Periodically, awareness-raising campaigns are undertaken. Films are shown to community leaders as those most directly involved in excision. When it comes to forced and child marriages, the government has set up the National Strategy to Combat Child Marriage, as well as to combat violence linked to child marriage. The Child Protection Code raises the minimum age for marriage for 18 years, but it is awaiting adoption in Parliament. Awareness-raising campaigns are regularly organised in all channels against customary practices of early marriage and arranged marriage for girls under the age of 18. In 2017, NGOs formed a network for denouncing child marriage, and they also set up a hotline for all persons to report any practices they had heard of. Focal points have been established in all departments to make these actions more effective. Thank you very much.